Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. We are coming off an incredible rally yesterday. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow, all hitting record intraday and closing highs. The energy was palpable.
Absolutely electric. But this morning, futures are looking a little more subdued. The S&P is ticking down about 5 points, and the Dow is off by around 80. What's tempering the mood after such a huge run?
I think it's just a bit of a breather. A healthy consolidation. The catalyst for yesterday's rally was a spike in initial jobless claims. Now that sounds like bad news, but the market took it as great news.
Right, the classic bad news is good news scenario. Why?
Because it solidified expectations for more rate cuts from the Fed. The market is now fully pricing in a cut in September, which we already expected, but now it's also pricing in cuts for October and December. That's the rocket fuel right there.
3 rate cuts priced in for the rest of the year. Wow. So today is just about digesting that news?
Exactly. It's a relatively quiet day. On the economic front, the only thing really on the calendar is the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index at 10 a.m. Eastern, so traders are likely just catching their breath before the opening bell.
Got it. Let's look at the corporate world, because there are some big names making big moves pre-market. Let's start with Adobe.
Adobe is the star of the morning, no question. They reported after the bell yesterday and just knocked it out of the park. They beat earnings expectations by 13 cents, beat on revenue, and guided their next quarter's earnings above what analysts were expecting. The stock is gapping up almost 4%.
A huge report for them. What about the other tech giants? I see Microsoft is also in the green.
Microsoft has 2 major headlines. First, a report that they're looking to acquire an equity stake of at least $100 billion in OpenAI. They are not messing around with their AI dominance. And second, they got some good news from the European Commission regarding their team software. So the stock is up over 1%.
But it's not all positive for big tech. Apple is slipping a little.
Just a minor dip, down about 0.3%. The South China Morning Post is reporting that Apple is delaying the launch of the new iPhone Air in China. It's a regulatory issue over the eSIM technology. It's a small headwind, but a headwind nonetheless.
Okay, so some winners and some minor losers. But who's really getting hit hard this morning?
That would be RH, the high-end furniture company. Ouch. They missed their earnings per share target. And, more importantly, they lowered their revenue growth guidance for the full year. The stock is down almost 10% in the pre-market, a worrying sign for that high-end consumer.
A nearly 10% drop is significant. So we're seeing this split picture. Strong enterprise tech with Adobe, but potential weakness in high-end retail with RH. How does this fit into the broader market sentiment?
It fits perfectly with this cautiously optimistic theme. The optimism is coming from the Fed's expected rate cuts and strength in sectors like tech. The analysis shows money rotating into growth sectors like technology and communications and away from defensive plays like utilities. It's a risk-on mood.
And the cautious part?
The caution comes from being at all-time highs and seeing some weakness overseas, particularly in Europe. The UK reported 0 growth for July and a sharp drop in industrial production. That's fueling some stagflation concerns over there, which could spill over.
So for our traders listening, what are the key levels they should be watching at the open?
On the SPY, the big support level to watch is 653. If we break below that, it could invite more selling. To the upside, the resistance is at 660. A clean break above that could signal that this rally has another leg to run.
And any specific stocks on the watch list?
Well, Adobe was an anticipation play heading into earnings, and now it's a momentum play. For those looking for continuation, names like Tesla have been strong. The key is to confirm breakouts with strong relative volume and avoid chasing stocks that are already way extended.
Great breakdown. So the overall theme is a bullish trend powered by rate cut hopes, but with a need for caution at these record levels. Focus on the strong sectors, but keep an eye on those key support levels.
That's the game plan. It should be a fascinating Friday to close out the week.
That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Thanks for tuning in and have a profitable trading day.